I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, we'll get into Drake May if you're ready for it, Keith.
I am ready for that. We'll talk about that, but I do need to start the program by issuing a quick apology to to none other than Greg Hill. Yesterday, during a crossover, I was asked to pick the match.
Tough. And it's always tough when you're put on the spot like
I
that.
I foolishly picked Shyam, and I kind of blame Greg, though, for this.
Oh.
Only because Greg was saying, I got a bad back. I shot a horrible round on Sunday.
Right. Your calf.
I'm barely moving. I got all these different ailments and injuries. Shyam's so many years younger, so I was like, yeah, all right, maybe I'll pick Shyam. That was a mistake.
It's all right.
The first hole, I realized I made a huge mistake.
Yeah, Keith had some buyer's remorse after hole one.
No. So did Shyam.
Yeah, so did Shyam.
I mean, never has somebody built up their performance. I'm talking in all of sports.
Yeah.
And failed so miserably. I mean, you could probably find the corollary in sports.
No, I think I was just thinking like immediately on like Jalen Polk. This surpasses Jalen Polk, I think.
The best hands in the NFL.
Oh, true. Best hands in the league.
Yeah.
He said he's going to shoot a 41. It's one thing to be like, I'm going to beat you. It's like, no, he's going to shoot a 41.
Because I don't know what you're going to shoot.
No, no.
Right. So I'll shoot a 41, but I'm shooting a 41.
I do love the confidence, though. I'll be honest. Yeah. I love the confidence, but there's a chance. They could backfire.
But it did. 41 makes him
shoots 10, low 80s?
A 10 handicap.
No, he's not. He's not.
No, no. Well, per hole.
He's not a 10 handicap.
Per hole.
He's like, maybe we shot a 41 on the scramble. I did. I was like, yeah, that's different. Yeah.
Some
that's different.
That were watching thought he was handicapped. But his handicap is nowhere. It's got to be 30 or 35.
It's got to be higher. Yeah, it's got to be higher. So, yeah. Now, does this lead to more challenges, or does this end to all challenges?
I mean, why
you
would
can
I
retire.
No. I'm all set. But maybe
right off into
the
sunset.
I mean, Courtney was recommending that he play nine against her mom or her grandmother.
I was thinking non-golf. I was for sure. Maybe something else.
Mini golf.
The Pokemon challenge.
How about you do mini golf?
Mini golf.
Yeah. Start somewhere.
Yeah.
You got to start somewhere else. Laser tag.
Good idea.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Get the people going a little bit.
Well, mini golf, you might hurt a child or something.
That's true.
I'd be concerned. A pregnant lady or something. I'd be concerned about
How was he around the greens yesterday? There was one walk of shame where he went from like the trap to the other side of the green.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't hit it past the ladies tees on three.
Nope. I saw that.
That was concerning.
Then he hit the second one, bunted it 10 yards down the line. It was not good.
You think it was the pressure of the cameras and the gallery?
It might have been the pressure of the gallery. There were like 7-8 people in the gallery. I mean, maybe that's what it was. I don't know, but... Well, I am. I appreciate the fact that you weren't there with me in the beginning, but
no, I am now.
I appreciate.
That's my mistake.
I don't know how many hams you lost on
several
that.
Several hams.
Several hams. Yeah,
I lost several hams. Yeah.
All right. Well,
thank you, Greg.
I will be listening.
Greg, right. Congrats.
Very good,
thanks, guys.
Good
enjoy stuff. The road show.
Good stuff yesterday.
Oh. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Are we all set for Newport? And
you're going to be there.
We're set.
Okay. So that's next week.
Yeah. Yes.
Are you coming Thursday night for the pregame?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
We might not be there at 10 a.m. the next
day. No.
We'll be there for the pregame.
Yeah. Yes. Jaeger bombs.
Put us in there for that. Yes, please. Deer blood. Love it.
Picklebacks.
Whatever you have, line it up in front of me.
All right. So Thursday night, you guys will be there at the landing.
Yes.
And then you're doing your show after ours.
Right after.
at the Lobster Bar.
Yes, sir.
Right there in beautiful Newport.
Excellent. Yeah, we're going to fit right in Newport,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, that's us.
That's you too.
We're going to be we're the Dumb and Dumber tuxedos.
I was going to say our EI polos, but yeah, no, we'll definitely be wearing those.
Can't wait.
All right, very good. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Greg. Congrats again on the big victory yesterday to Greg Hill. Who had a worse day yesterday, Keith? Shime or Drake May?
Probably still Shime.
Okay.
Yeah.
How close was Drake May?
Drake May threw
levels.
Several picks.
Right around there.
Drake May threw several picks. I don't know if he was talking as big a game as Shime, though. So that's why I'd probably have to lean Shime, who I'm a big fan of. I know his stock right now is low.
No, buy the dip. I told you this yesterday. Buy the dip.
No, I already own it. I'm taking a bath right now, is the problem. I can't unload it. I just gotta hold on to it for a while. But yeah, Drake May, not particularly sharp. And you can say, well, you know, he's going up against one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL. That's a positive spin.
You could.
Christian Gonzalez is one of the best. But yeah, Drake May, because it's one of those guys, and you and I are obviously high on Drake May. We did the freaking glitter guns, for God's sakes, when he got named the starter.
Yeah.
But there is a big group of people, I feel like, that just assume he's going to be a great quarterback. And we haven't really seen it yet. We've seen flashes of it. But how many guys that started last year could you pick out some highlights and be like, look at that. That looks pretty good. Probably all of them. They're NFL quarterbacks.
You could do it with Caleb Williams, who had a horrible year last year. Yeah.
Yeah, Caleb Williams, yeah. Even like his stats at the end of the year didn't even look that bad. But when you watch some of the Bears games, like, he stinks.
Watch him against the Pats. Drake May looked 10 times better than him. And you could pick out highlights and pick out stats and talk him up.
He had like that, was it the London or Germany game? He had the international game where he was like, couldn't miss. He was great. But, yeah, what's it going to look like? Is he going to be able to be a consistent kind of winning quarterback? That still remains to be seen. I think it's everybody's best guess.
So, in case you're unaware, we talked about this very, very late in the show. This all came out right before we got off the air yesterday. Patriots OTAs, it's passing camp, basically, which is not as important as mini camp, which is not as important as training camp or preseason games or obviously regular season games. This isn't the Super Bowl. We all know that. But it is a chance to get a look at how Drake May was going to play. And if he lit it up yesterday, you know what you'd all be doing. You'd be going Super Bowl, 10, 11 wins, 13 wins. Like, you guys would be talking crazy about Drake May if he went out and lit it up. And I think we're already pretty bullish on the Patriots in May. But then you see the numbers yesterday. 11 out of 16, which is good. Four picks.
Oh.
Not so good. And just for some context, Josh Dobbs yesterday, zero picks. Ben Woolridge? Who?
Oh, it's Ben Woolridge.
Is that right?
It was Logan Woolridge.
I said Ben. I'm not actually. No, you're thinking of Logan Woodside.
I am thinking of Logan Woodside.
I believe it's Ben Woolridge. I said it. I'm not overly confident. No picks yesterday.
Yeah, Ben Woolridge.
So Drake May was the only guy out there throwing picks.
Right.
He threw them either in a 6 or 7 throw span. I've seen different reports. Bedard said 7 throws. Callahan said 6.
It was all early in the session.
It was all in a quick session where he threw 4 interceptions yesterday. And people will say it's just one day at OTAs. That's so false. He turned it over a ton in real NFL games last year.
Oh, yeah.
A ton. He had 10 interceptions last year. He had 4 fumbles, 2 lost. So turnovers were an issue for him a year ago in his rookie year. They lost the Patriots games. I mean, for as brilliant as he was at the end of that Tennessee game, the pop fly interception he threw in overtime lost them that game. So turnovers were a problem a year ago. They were a problem yesterday. Anyone who says it's just one day at OTAs technically is right, but it's a continuation of what we saw last year. And Keith, on top of that, you have him in a new offense with a new offensive coordinator in Josh McDaniels, and you wonder how that transition is going to go. So we say all that to say this, and you guys can climb aboard, 617-779-7937. That's your phone number and your text line for Jones and Keith. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keith. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a very healthy chat going on there yesterday, especially
for sure, yeah,
for Shime and Greg at the match. Just nothing but
positive reinforcement,
positivity, and you know, pump up comments.
Yeah, that's nice.
You can also watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Are there reasons for concern with Drake May, and are we just expecting too much out of Drake May and not really paying attention to some of the issues he already had a year ago?
Yeah, I mean, last year he won one game, basically, as a starter. And I think there were a million excuses, and I would make them as well. I would be like, the offensive line's trash, the receivers are trash, the head coach is trash, the offensive coordinator is really a quarterback's coach. Like, he had a lot working against him.
He did.
So it was, I think, fair to lay out all those excuses. This year, it seems like, I wouldn't say they completely cleaned up everything, but they improved everything. So even if you don't think this is a world-class offensive line, it's better. The receiving corps, same thing. It's better.
Yeah.
Offensive coordinator is better. The head coach, better. So everything around him is better.
And the other side of the ball should be head and shoulders better. Defense.
And I've also always maintained that the quarterback is the most important and the highest paid for a reason. Well, eventually will be the highest paid in his case. And they need to lift the play of everybody else around him, too. So I can't, on the one hand, make fun of Brock Purdy for being a guy that has all this great stuff around him, and it's more the guys around him, and, you know, not sort of say that guy should be the one that raises the level of play. I think there are 2-3 spots in the league where almost any quarterback would be good. Every other place, the quarterback's the one that needs to sort of lead that team, carry that team forward, and that's what they need Drake May to be. You know, I'm not worried after one OTA practice. However, I don't think we certainly know for sure. I don't think we know what he's going to be. Like last year's rookies, I think Washington probably feels pretty good about Jaden Daniels because they saw it on a week-in and week-out basis. I think how Chicago fans feel about Caleb Williams is probably similar to how Patriots fans should feel about Drake May.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, there's still a lot of potential. Saw flashes of it during the season, but also saw flashes of the other thing where you're like, oh, this could slip away. So I still feel like that, you know, they have their obvious starter, but we really don't know what he's going to be yet in the league.
So, no, I agree with all that. And no one's saying he's a bust because of one day at OTAs.
Yeah, right.
But
and also, thank you. You can thank the Patriots or the Celtics and the Bruins not being in the playoffs for why we're starting with Drake May OTAs.
I mean, look, I we would have gotten to it either way, but you're right. If there was a Celtics playoff game last night, we wouldn't be probably starting here.
Right.
That's fair. Same thing with the Bruins. But already, and you're right, there is a bigger, more sizable, critical group of Drake May than it feels.
It is not a unanimous, he's going to be great crowd.
Here you go. 617-779-7937. That's your text line. Drake May, I told you he's a bum. Tim from Brockton.
Well, I'm not saying he's a bum.
Drake May sucks. Don't come at me with playbooks and coaches.
Well, it is the second coach. It is the second playbook. I mean, that's something.
I think if you want to be charitable to Drake May, you say, yeah, he's learning a new offense, and he was making some mistakes yesterday. Now, Ben Woolridge has never played in the NFL, and he wasn't throwing four picks yesterday. Yesterday.
Throwing against Christian Gonzalez?
Yeah, well, fair point. Who was he throwing
against? Ben Woolridge
was throwing
to?
I don't know.
I would imagine not.
Dobbs hasn't been in the McDaniels offense, right? He didn't have any picks yesterday.
No.
He played for Vrabel. I don't think he's been in the McDaniels offense.
Well, he is the Pastrnak, so.
It's true.
Yeah.
Stud. I like this one too, Keith. We don't really know how good Drake May is going to be, but hey, let's go ahead and trade Joe Milton.
Yeah, if you want to bring that up, go ahead.
The Joe Milton people are out there as well. So, look, I don't think he's a bust by any means. I still strongly believe in him, but this is going to be a big year for him to go out and clean up the turnovers.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big year for him to actually win games. He doesn't need to go to the Pro Bowl again. He doesn't need to, I think, you know, even make the playoffs necessarily.
I forgot about the Pro Bowl thing.
To feel good. He's like eighth alternate.
Well, like Mac Jones.
Yes.
Also a Pro Bowler.
What he needs to do is, you know, clean up the turnovers, which were bad a year ago, which is why yesterday should be a concern. The word Karen Garigian used at Mass Live today is it was scary yesterday watching how he performed. So I don't know if you think that's too strong or not, but on the heels of what he did a year ago, you got to clean up the turnovers and you got to start winning games. You're right to say this, Keith. He basically won a game last year.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
He was credited with 3 wins. He basically won one against the Bears, and that was a game where the defense dominated. That's his one true win last year. So you got to start winning games. You got to clean up the turnovers, and he's on the clock to do that. No one's calling him a bust. I don't think anybody rational, anyway, is calling him a bust. But he is going to be on the clock to fix those things. And yesterday didn't look like any progress made towards that. That's all.
And there's the year two jump, and it's one. Bill Belichick has always talked about that. There's not a bigger jump in the NFL for players than from their rookie year to their second year. And so does Drake May make that jump? And, you know, just like there's a million examples of rookie quarterbacks having success and those not, and, you know, second-year guys, there's plenty of examples of guys getting a new offensive coordinator or a new coach and really elevating their game, but then there's also ones where it kind of messes them up. So, like, we'll see which path he goes down. I think he is set up for more success this year than he was a year ago.
I agree.
But, I mean, to start the year, I don't look at him as, like, a top 10 quarterback in the NFL or anything like that. And I think if you do, that's you're way overestimating things. It's glass overflowing if you think he is. But does he have sort of the skill set to, by the end of the year, maybe be in that conversation? Sure, he definitely does, but I'm not putting him there now.
Oh, and I think there is a chance, as we said with the McDaniels offense, if he's adjusting to it now, that makes sense. I heard Hunter Henry talking yesterday after practice, like, yeah, the turnovers are concerning. You never want to see them, but we have a lot of time to work on stuff and fix stuff. But that is an acknowledgement that stuff needs to be worked on and stuff needs to be fixed, which, again, makes sense. New offense, new offensive coordinator, starting over again in year two. And I'd expect for growth throughout the course of the year. But he's going to have to do those things because, again, last year is not just a one-off day. Way too sloppy with the football a year ago. And that was a criticism of him as well at the University of North Carolina. Bunch of texts as well. Oh, Peyton Manning turned it over a bunch as a rookie. Josh Allen turned it over a ton early. Yeah, those guys weren't exempt from criticism like that. Peyton Manning set a rookie record for interceptions. Yeah. We used to talk about Josh Allen like he was a joke until he started cleaning up the interceptions. So,
actually, did Josh Allen throw a lot of interceptions, or is he just not that accurate?
I thought there were picks and fumbles.
Yeah, was it both?
I think so, but maybe not.
His rookie year, he threw 12. His second year, he threw 9.
So 9's not a bad number. 12 in how many games?
12.
Yeah,
so he won the game. But the next year, second year, where he still wasn't anointed as a great quarterback, he threw 9 picks in 16 games.
Remember that playoff game, though, against Houston?
That was horrible. Yeah, it was horrible. I'm not saying he was great, and his accuracy was an issue, but I don't know. I also think comparing him to Peyton Manning is fine, but the league has also changed. Quarterback stats now are so much weighted. Like QB rating back in the day, or if you broke 90 was like amazing. Now it's like the whole league is over 90.
Yeah, or you threw for 4,000 yards. That used to mean something.
Set a record.
Now it's like basically every quarterback does it.
As long as you start.
Right. So, yeah, those guys overcame the turnovers, but they had to overcome them. That's what we're saying with Drake May. He's got to do it. And yesterday was our first look at Drake May, and there was no progress made. In fact, it feels like a setback. So what do you think of that? How much stock should we put in it? How concerned are you? 617-779-7937. And what are your expectations for Drake May this season? We'll get into it all day long here on Jones and Keefe. We got thoughts on the Red Sox last night. They won another game without Alex Cora. Interesting Red Sox game last night at Fenway against the Mets.
They shouldn't have had to play without Alex Cora.
No,
another whole thing.
They should only have to play without Alex Cora is what they should have to do. It's a Would You Rather Wednesday, so we'll do some Would You Rathers at 11:30. And we're officially getting NFL players, Keefe, in the Olympics.
Finally.
In 3 years.
Well,
so you know what we're going to do?
Preview it.
We're going to draft rosters.
Yes.
We're going to draft flag football rosters.
Of NFL teams.
What we would want to see in the Olympics. We'll do that.
I love that.
At 11 o'clock. All right. Stay tuned for it. Billy Lanny has all the latest in trending. We'll come back with all your thoughts on Drake May. And let's get into the combo of May and Vrabel. How good of a coach does May have this year? It's a big improvement from a year ago over Gerard Mayo. But is Mike Vrabel a top 10 coach?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Mike Vrabel was fired from Tennessee.
Yeah.
Josh McDaniels was fired from Oakland or Vegas. These guys have been in the lab and working the last 12 months with some time to do it on their own pace. They are both going to be shot out of a cannon. I think the delta, the matter of change between last year and this year is going to be enormous just on coaching staff alone.
I agree.
And I think that in itself, they'll figure themselves out. And the four interceptions, whatever, we can dismiss all that. Drake May is going to be the greatest recipient of two men who have devoted their entire football lives to coaching football, had that ripped away from them, and are now being put together to work with this young quarterback. Yeah. I can't imagine a better situation for Drake May.
Peter Schrager on the situation for Drake May. He's not worried about the four picks because he's got Josh McDaniels. He's got Mike Vrabel. Can't think of a better spot for Drake May. I could definitely think of some.
I mean, for sure there are better spots.
There's no better spots for him.
For a quarterback, you know, like McVay or Shanahan, you don't have to like those guys, but for a quarterback in an offense, like
Andy Reid,
I
feel like there's a lot of better spots.
Like what? Like from the guy that ran the Raiders into the ground and the guy that ran the Broncos into the ground and the guy that played, you know, Ryan Tannehill and Marcus Mariota, best spot in the league. It's a better spot than last year.
I agree with that. And
it's a significantly better spot than last year.
What did he say there? The Delta? Which I'm loosely familiar with that term. But the difference,
more of a JetBlue guy.
The difference between coaching a year ago to this year, he is going to be more well coached.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, sure.
You can't be more poorly coached than a year
ago. It's a much better baseline.
But let's not go too far with it.
No.
Please.
I mean, we're going a little overboard there. But I think, you know, last year he is a rookie adjusting to the NFL, and he had what he had around him. So like that had to be a little shell shocking. And so you get through that, and now you come into this year, and you're like, all right, this is a much more professional, buttoned up. Guys are in like the right roles, right? Like Mayo shouldn't have been a head coach, and Van Pelt shouldn't have been a coordinator. And it's like that's what you got. And now you have guys that have done both of these jobs for years and years and years. So you're automatically in a better situation. Let alone the talent around you appears to be better too.
617-779-7937. People saying I complained a lot about Mac Jones. Now I'm going to rip Drake May. Well, I just feels consistent. Trust me, if Mac threw four picks at an OTA, I would rip it. And I acknowledge it's just one passing camp in the middle of the offseason. It's not the most significant day on the NFL calendar, but you should be able to acknowledge he turned it over a lot last year. And he did. He had the 10 picks last year, had the two lost fumbles. Turnovers were an issue.
Yeah.
And some people are explaining away some of them.
I mean, a couple picks for sure.
Hunter Henry handed one
guys.
Away. Yeah. Kayshon Booty handed one away. I'm sure he got away with some, too, if you want to go back and really break it down. So the number was the number. And I don't feel like we played that game with all the other quarterbacks. When Josh Allen threw picks early in his career, we mocked him. So I'm just telling you he needs to clean it up. And yesterday didn't feel like a step towards that. And I wonder if we take enough of a critical look when we do our win totals, Keith, for instance. You have them for 10, I have them for 9.
Yeah, I have them for a lot.
We go through the schedule. We're like, win this, win that. Look at this quarterback. Look at that quarterback. Look at this team. The Patriots are definitely better than they were a year ago. They're more talented. They're more well-coached. It's an easier schedule. They should win more games. Have we taken a critical enough look at May and what he's actually going to be this year? I think that's a fair question.
Yeah, maybe we haven't. And I also think, and somebody on Twitch pointed this out the other day, and they're right. When other teams are doing the same exercise, when the Giants and the Browns and the Raiders and the Steelers are doing their who are you playing, they're like, oh, the Patriots? Like, oh, that's a good week.
Right.
So it does
Carolina
work
Panthers fans probably look at it
like,
and
oh,
go,
good. Oh,
the four-win Patriots and Drake May?
Yeah, now I think they would be like, all right, they have a competent, successful NFL head coach there now, and like they did spend a lot in free agency, not all the teams that they played spent a lot in free agency, and some of those teams even lost some of the good players that they had. So, I mean, that one works. This is a good tweet from Matthew. He says, Patriots fans have a warped are so warped that they went from the greatest quarterback of all time to soup can throws from Cam to a crybaby in Mac, who became the worst quarterback ever. So having a glimpse of Drake May doing something competent last year has exploded fans' brains. There is a little bit of, I don't think we, and I'm not criticizing. It's hard to watch Tom Brady for 20 years.
Yeah.
And then watch any other quarterback play and like properly even be able to rate it.
That's fair.
So Mac Jones so you have the Cam Newton year and you're like, what the hell was even this? He's like running. People are like, well, you're not including the rushing touchdowns. That was the big argument. Remember like talking up Cam Newton? It's like he's throwing like 5 touchdowns.
Right.
Like, you need to throw more touchdowns. And then you go to Mac Jones and you see like a little, maybe a glimpse. He's a first round pick. So you're trying to talk yourself into it. And then that just falls off a cliff afterwards. And then last year, you start the year with Jacoby Brissett, which was such a pain in the ass.
Ugh.
And then you finally go to Drake May. And you're right. There were times where it looked pretty good. So you're trying to really talk yourself into it.
Yeah. Here's the thing. And here's how I would say it. I still believe in Drake May.
Yeah.
I believed in him a ton in the pre-draft process. I believed in him when I saw it last year. He should have started over Jacoby Brissett, like you just said, week one.
No brainer.
I liked what I saw in large part in year one, but it wasn't perfect. He didn't win enough games and he turned it over too much. So he's got to make strides towards that in year two. Even though I still believe in him, people act like he's a lock. And I think that's what I'm pushing back on. Like, the guy's not a lock. We've seen quarterbacks come out and have good rookie years. Baker Mayfield's a great quarterback now.
It's awesome.
Keith doesn't like him as much as
I do. Him.
But
I'm going to update my rankings for the season.
But Baker Mayfield, ping pong between great season, bad season, great season, bad season. And he hasn't really found his footing until he's on, his third or fourth team?
Well, and like fifth coordinator, fifth coach. Like, he's played for a million different guys.
Let's just not act like Drake May is a lock. I believe in him.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll tell you right now, I'm not sure that's going to come to fruition. I'm also not sure about the confidence in Mike Vrabel. Keith, is Mike Vrabel a top 10 coach? Let me just ask that as a blanket statement. Do you feel like he's a top 10 coach in the NFL?
Without doing the actual breakdown 1 through 32, I would say no.
Okay. I don't think so either.
I don't think it's far from there. Like, that to play the semantic game. I bet if I did the exercise, he's probably 12, so like somewhere in there, 13.
Here's the reason I asked. Part of it was sparked by what Schrager said coming back. And part of it was I saw this making the rounds on social media yesterday. It's just a random coaching draft they did. I like a good draft. Greg Rosenthal, NFL.com. So here's their top 10. You tell me if you think Vrabel's better than some of these names, okay?
Yep.
Andy Reid.
I think he's better.
Sean McVay.
Better.
Dan Campbell.
Better. But there's something up there.
Give Campbell the edge today.
Yeah.
But this year, by the end of the year, we might look at it and go, yeah, Campbell wasn't really that great. It was all Ben Johnson.
Right now, if you could swap the coaches, would you? In this particular situation, and I know that's a different question, but like, I don't know if I would swap him, but like, for the sake of this exercise, I'll say he's better.
He's had
a lot of success.
I think I would swap him, but we might talk about this very differently after this year. I acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah, I love him.
Shanahan.
Yes.
Better. Shanahan's got issues, but he's a better coach.
He's got a ceiling, it seems like, but yeah, he's better.
John Harbaugh.
Yes, better.
Sean Payton.
No. I don't like Sean Payton.
You'll take Vrabel over Payton.
Yeah. I don't like Sean Payton.
Payton just went to the playoffs with a rookie quarterback drafted after Drake May.
Okay.
Well,
you got Bo Nix.
Okay.
Kidding me? I love Bo Nix.
Like, I don't love Bo Nix. Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, I think he wins a lot of games.
DeMeco Ryans.
So begrudgingly. Yeah, he is. I mean, they had like a little step back, but they're still in the playoffs. So
Tomlin, that's the top 10. Tomlin or Vrabel?
Tomlin.
Okay, so you don't like Peyton. You have questions about Campbell, so he's like 8 or 9 already.
Yeah.
Let's get further into it. Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, yeah, Jim Harbaugh, definitely.
Okay, Sean McDermott.
No.
I don't love McDermott. Don't you have to give McDermott over Vrabel?
No.
Just because he has Josh Allen?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll.
Maybe at one point, I'd rather have Vrabel now than Pete.
Here are the other names before Vrabel. Tell me if you like any of them. Dan Quinn, Nick Sirianni, Kevin Stefanski, Mike McDaniel.
So Dan Quinn, we talked about this last year in the playoffs. I remember I was shocked that Washington hired Dan Quinn over Bill Belichick. And then when you look back on it, you're like, well, Dan Quinn's done pretty well. I think he's better.
If you want to crow about Mike Vrabel going to one AFC title game, Quinn's been to an NFC title game and a Super Bowl with different teams.
Yeah, I think you have to say Dan Quinn. You wouldn't normally think that, but if you really dig into it, I would say Dan Quinn. I thought Stefanski was a good coach. It's hard to properly figure out Stefanski
because of all the issues. He's a two-time coach of the year. Yeah. I would take Vrabel over Stefanski.
I would too. Yeah. I would too. But I think people would just dismiss him.
Sirianni.
So another one where I would probably say I'd rather have Vrabel than Sirianni, but the guy just won a Super Bowl.
Right. And the same thing you said about Dan Campbell. If you swapped him, would you?
So like Campbell, Sirianni, McDermott. Are they great coaches?
Sirianni won a Super Bowl by getting out of the way.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, A.J. Brown almost shoved him in a locker.
I don't really respect Sirianni.
I think I would
but,
take Vrabel over all those guys.
Yeah, I don't really respect Sirianni, but I feel like when you look at the two of them, you kind of have to give the edge to Sirianni.
Yeah.
I think I would take Vrabel over McDaniel. The whole McDaniel experience early on was kind of fun.
2 years ago, I would have taken McDaniel.
Yeah.
But now, I think, because the offense looked as bad as it did, I'm like losing a little bit of faith in McDaniel. I'd take Vrabel over him.
So we just went through all the different names.
What about Ben Johnson?
You didn't mention him. This list didn't have any rookie head coaches on there. Would you take Ben Johnson over?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather have Ben Johnson.
I would have rather have hired Ben Johnson over him as well. Good point.
But we don't know. I guess we don't know if he's better. There's no track record there. But
so,
that's why I think he, like, 12 is fair. Like, he's in the top half. He's clearly in the top half of the league.
Yeah, I would say he's outside the top 10, but he's in the top 15.
Yep.
But when you're talking about bringing along Drake May and there's no better situation and it's perfect for him, let's just not go too far with that.
Well, that's no, because I specifically think just for Drake May, Kevin O'Connell, even Mike McDaniel, maybe, but like all those offensive genius guys.
I mean, you hate
Ben
Peyton.
Johnson.
You hate Peyton, but Peyton
for Drake May.
Yeah,
yeah. I think for the team, I'd rather have Vrabel, but for specifically Drake May, I think Sean Payton would probably get a better season out of him. So I think it is overstated to say there's no better situation. It's a good situation, and it's light years better than it was a year ago.
Way better than
but
a year ago.
You don't have to go to the next step to be like, no, nowhere else in football you'd rather be.
617-779-7937. Brandon's in Boston. Go ahead, Brandon.
Oh, hold on. Let me take you off speaker.
Please do, Brandon. Be safe out there.
Hey, hello?
Yep.
Hi, Brandon.
What's going on?
All right, so, you know, Vegas has the Patriots, you know, 10, 11 wins.
I don't think
this team's good enough to pencil in wins. You hear me? So Drake May won 1 out of 13 games. So you figure the next season coming with this one, he's probably another game better. So you talk about 2 games. Now with the enhancements, with the new acquisitions that the Patriots had, you talk about 3 to 4 wins. So the margins for this team should be 5 to 7 wins. If they go over that, great. But to pencil in wins and have that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm
not sure.
Yeah, a dynastic, something like
that's
that.
That's a wild jump around there.
So,
one win?
Oh.
So he you and I have said this before. Like, he really won one game.
Yeah, because Jacoby Brissett, he gets credit for, but Brissett beat the Jets, and then he gets credit for the Joe Milton win against Buffalo, where he played a series.
But then you can't do it that way, where you say, like, he only won 1 out of 13. Like, so he didn't lose the other two. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you got to at least say the win total there was 3. For the team, it was 4. Vegas does not have the Patriots at 11.
No, they haven't favored in 11 games.
So maybe that's what he's talking about.
The over-under is 8.5.
It's 8.5, and in some places, it's 7.5. Now, it's weighted, right? You don't win as many hams, but it's 7.5, 8.5. So that's not Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. Those guys' floor was like 12 wins every year. So nobody's going to that degree. But to say Drake May is good for 2 wins, I feel like that is the other extreme. Like that, he's like, what? That's aggressive. I think you have to take into account their opponents. And we could talk about how much better the Patriots have gotten with coaching staff and with players. But one of the reasons, at least for me, the ballooned win total, I have 10, you have 9, is they play all of the bad teams.
I mean, that's
they play all of it. Now, they're not going to win them all, but like they play all these horrible teams from a year ago. They have a great schedule.
It's certainly how it looks now. Schedule can flip on a dime. Teams that look bad can be good. Teams that look good can be bad. I mean, that happens all the time. Washington looked like a layup a year ago, and they were in the NFC title game. So, I mean, that can flip, but right now I fully agree. 617-779-7937. Let's get to the Red Sox. Another win last night without Alex Cora. That's next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
And now there's a huge argument here between Mike Easterbrook, the home plate umpire, and Walker Buehler. And Walker Buehler just got run! The pitch was absolutely a strike in any world where they play baseball, yet it was called the ball. And now Alex Cora is out in front of home plate arguing with Mike Easterbrook, picking up the cause for Walker Buehler, who hops down the Red Sox steps in the first base dugout, tosses his hat, and he has been run from this game.
What a joke. What a joke. You cannot eject a starting pitcher this early in the game. That's a joke, especially since he missed it. I don't care what magic word Buehler said. That is absurd. And now Alex will get run, and he'll get his money's worth. That is absolutely embarrassing from Mike Easterbrook.
I think I know Will's answer to the question I was about to ask. Who's the bigger a-hole, the ump last night, Mike Easterbrook or Walker Buehler? I think Will just answered that one.
Mike Easterbrook is. Not even close, Jones. Not even close. The umpires or the refs, you should be able to say whatever you want to them.
They are
subhuman in my eye. They're there to call balls and strikes, do nothing. Nobody goes to see them. Nobody cares about them. You can't hit them. And you can't spit on them.
Right.
So, Robbie Alomar, listen up. You can't spit on the umpire. You can't push and shove the umpire. Uh-huh. But you should be able to tell them whatever you want, as long as you're not really delaying the game, because that's also an important part of this. You got to keep the game moving a little bit. But he missed an obvious call, and then he gets super defensive because I think he knew he missed the call. So then he's like, oh, you're out of here. And
well,
there's like that clip of him being like, get on the mound.
He was
on
the mound.
Yeah.
No, what happened is he goes, enough out of you.
Enough.
Anything else, and you're out. And then Buehler said more, and he's out.
Yeah.
So, like,
how about call it correctly?
Well, fine. He should have gotten the call right.
Yeah.
And was he overzealous, ripping his mask off and coming out from behind? Yeah.
Yes.
That's the thing, though. Like,
keep the mask on.
He challenged him, basically.
Okay. But he also.
Who's a tough guy? What are you, an umpire? You're a tough guy now?
Okay. But he also warned him a whole bunch. And it's like, hey, anything else out of you, you're gone. It's not like he didn't say that. And Walker Buehler decided to say more. You can clearly hear that.
You're taking the umpire side of this?
You can clearly hear that on, what was it, the Orsillo call last night.
Yeah.
You can clearly hear it.
Back in the building.
Yeah. On the catcher's cam there.
Yeah.
Where he says, stay on the mound,
and he
warned him.
He was on the mound when he said that.
Okay.
He goes, get on the mound.
But
I'm on the mound.
Fine.
I can't pull over any further. I've already pulled over.
Here you go.
Hey, get back on the mound.
Get back on
it was
the
right
mound.
Down the middle. Yeah. I would like a strike, please.
Yeah, and then Buehler kept going. Like, how many warnings can I give you?
Buehler runs a little hot, and he should. The athlete should be able to run a little bit hotter than the umpire.
Buehler's a moron.
He's not a moron.
He left the bullpen out to dry last night. Man. He's lucky that the bullpen came through for him.
The bullpen was great. It was nails.
He's a moron.
The Mets can't hit.
They had nobody in the bullpen. He's lucky they got bailed out by the bullpen last night.
No, this is an umpire
pushing
issue.
It that much in your first start back is moronic.
Even if
the ump is acting like a clown.
Clown.
Even if he
tough
is.
Tough guy. What, do you want to fight about it?
He was also mad because Lindor leaned into the pitch he got hit on.
What? Okay, but he hit him. What?
You can't lean into it, though.
You can't lean into it.
Okay, but
that was a strike. Call another strike.
But do you want to stay in the game? Do you want to let your whole team down? And do you want to fight the umpire?
I would like to fight the umpire, yes. I personally would like to fight the umpire, but I also think there should be robot umpires. I think all the umpires should be gone. I think they should all find other things to do.
This would solve that.
There needs robot umpires because the robot umpire would just be like, wouldn't talk back to you, wouldn't storm towards the mound, wouldn't remove his mask, wouldn't threaten to fight you like he's this big tough guy that everybody at Fenway Park is there to see.
AI these days, who knows? They might evolve into that.
Yeah, good.
But starting now.
Some of these droids in Star Wars, K2SO, front kick right to the chest, it'd be trouble for Walker Buehler. But no, I'm always on the side of the player. Always, always, always on the side of the player.
Yeah.
It wasn't like this big delay of game. He's just kind of yelling at him a little bit, like, move on. And then obviously Cora comes out there to defend his pitcher, and at that point he kind of had to do what he did.
You hit a guy and you're walking guys. That's not the umpire's fault. And so he missed a call. That does happen.
He missed the call.
The ump's acting like a clown. You said your piece when he warns you and says, I'm about to throw you out. When the bullpen got used up yesterday and it's your first start back.
I disagree.
Use your brain. He didn't use his brain last night.
The umpire just needs to shut up, listen to it, get behind the catcher, and get ready to go. There's a pitch clock, right?
Uh-huh.
There's a pitch clock.
Yep.
So if he's crouched down behind Narvaez, best catcher in baseball, by the way, get to him. But when he just needs to get ready. And if Buehler is futzing around on the mound, guess what? That's going to click all the way down. That's a ball, and we keep moving. He can talk about thin-skinned. Like,
you have to support the team because without that, the bullpen phone doesn't get destroyed.
Well,
now
good
they
point.
Don't have another cell.
Now, look, now they're rallying around the bullpen phone.
Now look, if Buehler knew what he was doing by getting his manager kicked out, brilliant move.
He's
by
like,
Buehler.
Guys, I'm going to take the hit here.
Guys,
I'm going down just so Cora can leave.
Guys, we're better without Alex Cora. It was 0-0 at this point. They go on. They score two runs. They really pour it on, Keith.
Yeah.
And they win over the Mets.
They doubled their lead
again,
with another long dong.
Again, without Alex Cora. While Cora's smashing bullpen phones, which is a rallying cry for the team now.
Yeah, they're looking good. This might be the series that turns the season around.
It could be.
Because Cora wasn't there.
Yeah, I mean, if Cora decides to stay away, then quite possibly, Because I'll tell you again, Vasquez used the bullpen great again. I mean, he was forced into it.
Yeah, he kind of had to.
But he did the same thing again last night. He wasn't giving guys full innings. He was pulling guys in the middle of innings. Yeah. He was playing matchups. He was good again.
He was excellent.
And the team won again. By the way, I saw this from Lou. Lou says he's going to let Garrett Crochet take all the pitches he wants today. He said pitch count for him is 187, which feels maybe a bit high.
187, I think, is the police signal for murder.
Well, this is true. Was that intentional or unintentional? I don't know.
I think it was intentional.
But you're going to let Garrett Crochet go. You need Garrett Crochet to go deep into the game.
You think
game
that lady's going to be crocheting in the outfield? You see that thing?
I didn't.
Yeah.
In his last start?
Yeah.
Was
No. There's a lady. They were telling a story. I think MLB had it where she crochets in the outfield during every crochet start.
Nice.
Yeah.
No other day to do it.
I don't know what she does on the Dick Fit starts.
Good
probably question. Something different. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
She probably crochets is what I imagine. It seems like her hobby. She probably crochets.
It's once every 5 days, she Garrett crochets out there in the outfield. Yeah, look at Terp has it. Terp has we got a video on there, Terp. Yeah, lady.
Oh, the crochet lady. Good.
She crochets. She's out there in the outfield.
Nice.
I don't know if they sent her that jersey that she's wearing. Probably. Red Sox send everybody jerseys. And she's just there. She crochets during the games. It's a nice little thing.
Oh, that's nice. That's a fun little thing she's got going on. Good for her.
Yeah.
That's a good bit.
It's not bad.
Can I hear? I did think Walker Buehler made a decent point after the game. Can I just hear Walker Buehler? Because we did get a response from the umpires after this. This is Buehler. After he got tossed stupidly last night.
I'm not going to talk about what he did or didn't do. I don't think it's my place. Obviously, those guys don't get interviewed, and we do, so I'm not going to talk on his side of it. Obviously, for me, it kind of spiraled a little bit, and I said some things that he thought I shouldn't have said and whatnot. So, at the end of the day, putting our team in a position like that is the only thing I really regret about that situation.
Okay, so
not my call.
Was that a quicker hook than normal was the question there, I think, from Cotillo. So he
felt like a quick hook.
He said he's not apologizing for anything he said to the ump. He made that clear.
Good.
Then. But he also said,
ground, Walker.
We have to talk after the game. They don't. Fair point. There was a pool report with Laz Diaz, who's the crew chief, yeah, but not with Mike Estabrook.
He stinks, too.
He does stink.
Yeah, no, he's not good.
He was holding Cora back, though.
He said the following.
He was basically like, oh, do you have it?
Yeah, okay. He can say stuff on the mound, but once he comes off the mound, he's leaving his position to argue balls and strikes. Once you leave your position to argue balls and strikes, it's an immediate ejection. So that's Laz Diaz's explanation.
Yeah, they're always going to side with the other umpires.
Yeah. And it's fair to say that Mike Estabrook didn't have to talk after the game. And Walker Buehler has to go face the music, yep. And he gets asked about it and baited into questions about whether or not he thinks the umpire made the right call, which would cost him money.
Just another example of why we need the robots.
Mm.
They're coming.
Well, the robots,
they're not going to toss anybody.
Well, how would you do that?
You wouldn't.
You argue balls and strikes with the robot.
Hey, come on. Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be amazing. Alex Cora comes running out, kicking dirt with the umpire.
Terminator. They were literally tossed.
It's a good point.
That's a good point. You'd be pretty dumb to do that.
All your thoughts on this situation last night. Red Sox win again without Alex Cora. Do the math there on your own time. Who's the bigger a-hole? Was it Walker Buehler or the ump? 617-779-7937. We have more rule changes on the way in the NFL. I think the tush push is on the way out, Keith. It
sounds like it might go the way of the dodo bird.
Mercifully.
Yeah.
The tush push is finally the cheapest play in sports on the way out. We're awaiting the news on that. We did get the news that NFL players will be allowed in the Olympics.
Good for them.
2028.
Yeah, really good time to prepare.
L.A.
Right.
Here in the U.S.
That's right.
So we thought it'd be a good idea to draft some rosters for the Olympics. We'll do that coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.